you've just blown a fat load all over the place. You're limp, you're tired, you're unmotivated, you want to crawl in a hole and fall asleep. This is the refractory period, and it kind of sucks. It's part of being a man. But fortunately, there are some things you do to shorten this refractory period and to lessen the intensity of it. Let's get into it.
Want to live a high vibe life with radiant energy levels, juicy sexual vitality, and have great success manifesting abundance in your life? Welcome to the Sexual Kung Fu Podcast, where we dive deep into sexual mastery and how to use sexual energy to magnetize your ideal life.
The refractory period is the period after ejaculating when a man becomes temporarily impotent. There's some definite changes that happen in the mind, the body, the hormonal system, the neurotransmitter system. A lot of changes happen right after ejaculation. So first of all, what causes this refractory period? There's some various physiological effects, some changes that happen in your body's chemistry after an ejaculatory orgasm. During the heights of sexual arousal and the build up to orgasm, your dopamine levels are at an all-time high. The body's dumping levels of dopamine into your brain. And after having an ejaculatory orgasm, these dopamine levels peak and then drop off sharply. When you have low dopamine levels, you usually feel a bit depressed. Also, you require a certain level of dopamine to experience sexual arousal and to experience erections. When you have low dopamine levels, you experience sexual dysfunction. And there's a temporary state after ejaculating where your dopamine levels are at a lower than normal level. Another change that happens after an ejaculation is that a hormone called prolactin peaks. Prolactin inhibits your testosterone levels and it lowers your sexual desire and your ability to become aroused. So if you have high prolactin, you're going to have low testosterone. So this is another component to that low state you feel after an ejaculation. Men typically experience brain fog after an ejaculatory orgasm. One of the things that happens here is that ejaculatory orgasms basically burn up your neurotransmitter chemicals. Serotonin, dopamine, acetylcholine, these things become reduced after an ejaculatory orgasm. It's almost like your nervous system short circuits and all of these important neurotransmitters and hormones become low after an ejaculatory orgasm. And having these lower level of neurotransmitters causes you to be unable to think as clearly. Your mood is often lower, have mood swings. So these are the obvious physiological effects of an ejaculatory orgasm. But what I want to address now is some of the changes that happen on a more esoteric level according to Chinese medicine and Taoist theory. So in Taoist cosmology, there's this concept of jing, J-I-N-G, which is basically your physical essence. It's the most dense form of energy before energy steps down to become physical form. So it's the potential for physicality. And the idea is that we're all born with a certain amount of jing. And when we use it all, we die. As we use our jing, we start to age. And so it's up to us how we spend this energy, this creative life force. And it's especially associated with hormones and neurotransmitter chemicals in the body. One of the biggest losses of jing that men experience is from ejaculatory orgasms. It takes a lot of our jing to make more semen. I believe one of the functions of the refractory period is almost this self-defense mechanism the body has so that you just don't right away ejaculate out more of your life force. Because when you experience the refractory period, you're less likely to have an orgasm right afterwards. And the problem is that porn hacks this refractory response. Because of the overstimulation of porn, get aroused enough again to have another ejaculatory orgasm right afterwards, which is a bit unnatural. And because of this, men are spending their jing recklessly. And so the more you spend this energy, this jing, basically the more intense your refractory periods become, the longer that they last, the harder that they hit you. And this is one of the reasons why the older you get, the more difficult it becomes to recover from an ejaculation. When you're in your teenage years, you know, an 18-year-old may have a refractory period of 2 minutes, whereas a 60-year-old may have a refractory period of 4 days. So it's really important to understand this concept of jing and seeing ejaculation as an expenditure of the life force to get a bigger picture of what's happening here. And again, our jing is much related to our hormones, the endocrine glands, the neurotransmitters, such as acetylcholine, serotonin, dopamine, your nervous system state. These things are all tied together. So this jing is a deep, vital essence that contributes to all the functions of the body. And that's why simply like taking a supplement after you ejaculate doesn't really solve the problem. It can help, as we'll get into. But the most important thing to understand here is that the refractory period is a reflection of our expenditure of some of our life force. So now let's get into how to actually reduce and lower the intensity of the refractory period. The most important thing here is prevention. To lessen the intensity of the refractory period, you want to prevent yourself from having an intense refractory period in the first place. How do you do that? Maintaining a state of vitality and hormonal balance is the biggest key to having less of an intense refractory period. Healthy diet, exercise, sleeping well, reducing stress, all of these things are essential for balancing your body. And stress is a big thing here because ejaculatory orgasms, they create this sort of short circuit in your central nervous system, burning up a lot of the chemicals, the neurotransmitters. So when you are a stressed person on top of this, it's going to be more difficult for your system to recover from an ejaculatory orgasm. Hormonal balance is a huge part of this as well. When you have lower testosterone levels, you're going to experience a higher peak of prolactin and a greater inhibition of your sexual vitality after an ejaculatory orgasm. So when you improve your testosterone levels, when you live a healthy lifestyle, you are going to recover much better, much more quickly from an ejaculation, and it won't hit you as hard. And then there's some things you can do if you have ejaculated that will help your system to recover more quickly. The first thing you want to do is to replenish your system. You want to replenish your dopamine, your serotonin, your acetylcholine levels, replenish your endocrine system. And how you do this is nutrition, proper nutrition, essential minerals, sleep and rest, and also giving your mind and your body a rest from excessive outside stimulation. So doing things like Qigong, meditation, breath work, these things are going to help balance your system, balance your dopamine, your neurotransmitters, so you will start to recover more quickly. And nutrition is important because you want to resupply those minerals, the nutrition that you spent ejaculating, and replenish your gene. So some important things that will help you replenish is to get your core minerals for male sexual health: boron, magnesium, selenium, zinc. You want to get all of these immediately in your body after an ejaculation. Some other good things to consume after ejaculating are organ meats. Pasteurized organ meats are loaded with essential minerals, all kinds of nutrients, raw life force. Maca root is another great food that will help to nourish your endocrine system and increase your sperm production to replenish that energy. High quality ginseng root. Most ginseng on the market is a low quality, but if you get a nice high quality ginseng, it helps to replenish your yang energy and also increases your acetylcholine levels, replenishing your nervous system. Fulvic and humic acid are also great to get in your body for overall sexual health and vitality. And I think one of the big factors for men in this modern world is to rebalance your dopamine circuitry, rebalance dopamine in your brain. Because this peak of prolactin is one of the main causes of the refractory period for men, dopamine will actually lower prolactin levels. Replenishing your dopamine levels will help you to quickly get out of that refractory period. And what you want to do is to avoid excessively dopamine stimulating activities like social media. Definitely staying away from porn. Try to stay off of electronic devices and this external stimulation as much as you can. Give your mind and body a rest. Spend some time in nature. Meditate. There's a supplement called Velvet Bean, also known as Mucuna, that contains L-DOPA in it, which is a precursor to dopamine. So consuming this helps to replenish your dopamine levels as well. Now, coming back to this theme of prevention, the greatest way to avoid the refractory period is to avoid having ejaculatory orgasms entirely. This is very relevant in the path of sexual kung fu because a big part of this training is to learn to have non-ejaculatory orgasms. When you are no longer ejaculating, you will never experience a refractory period. In sexual kung fu, basically, you're trading these sharp peak orgasms, which the ejaculatory orgasms are. You know, there's a sharp peak in hormones, dopamine, and then a sharp drop off and you feel really, really low. We trade that for a more stable, sustainable state of valley orgasm. This is a non-ejaculatory orgasm state, and there's no release. So instead of this up, this sharp curve up and a sharp curve down, it's more of a smooth wave that you ride with no drop off in it. So initially it doesn't feel as intense as when you're finishing sex with an ejaculatory orgasm or masturbation, but there's no drop off at any point. You can sustain these states of orgasm as long as you want. Never have that drop in your hormones and your neurotransmitters. So therefore, you can have as much sex as you want. You're ready to have sex 24/7 or self-pleasure, whatever, without ever having to experience a refractory period. And one of the last things I want to share here is that another important part of sexual kung fu training is that you actually learn to absorb the energy of your semen. So even if you do have an ejaculatory orgasm, it's not going to hit you nearly as hard. The path of sexual kung fu is all about learning to increase your levels of jing, replenishing this energy that you've spent recklessly early on in your life. I mean, I spent 10 years jerking off to porn every day. I know what it means to waste some jing. And you know what? I was able to rebuild it for my sexual kung fu practice by balancing my lifestyle, no longer recklessly ejaculating, practicing energy cultivation exercises every day, really, really boosted my energy levels. And because of these techniques, I do occasionally have ejaculatory orgasms about once a month, sometimes longer than that. And I experience very, very little of a refractory period. I experience a fraction of the refractory period that I had almost 10 years ago. And this is what happens is you learn to basically extract the jing, that spark of life force from your semen, store it in your body. And then if you ejaculate, it's like you're shooting on an empty shell. So the difference here, and you could try this for yourself, is spend 2 minutes jerking off to porn, then ejaculating. Notice how you feel after that. Usually you feel pretty shitty. And then try having sex or self-pleasuring for 2 hours using the sexual kung fu techniques to draw the sexual energy through your body, to store it, to charge it up time after time after time for 2 hours, and then ejaculate at the end of that. A, B, those two experiences, I guarantee you will not feel nearly as depleted from this tantric path of cultivation.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Sexual Kung Fu Podcast. Make sure you grab my free ejaculation control guide in the description and follow Sexual Kung Fu on Instagram and YouTube.